Johanna, any questions or comments?
First comment, that physician was not me who sent off all of those tests, just to let you know. And I guess my question to you, Andy, is the one that you have alluded to the answer, but you didn't really give one, because I know that you're trying to slip out of it, is, you know, there's this common argument. So I see a lot of GI cancers, especially colon cancer. So we always usually have access to tissue to be able to send off for profiling. And then there's Dr. Johnson, who works two offices down from me, who's a lung cancer doctor. And as much as she wants to get tissue, she oftentimes doesn't have access to it. So she sends a lot of liquid biopsies. And so when we look across our community at Sarah Cannon, we see this sort of mishmash of tissue and liquid. And it also is sometimes practice dependent, what people are sending off. We have one practice in particular that sends off a lot of liquid biopsies. So my question to you is, if you have a tissue sample, would you say send that tissue and not the liquid? Or would you say pick one?
Yeah, I still think it's dependent upon when that biopsy was taken. If it's an archival tissue biopsy from 5 or 6 years ago and they've had 3 or 4 lines of therapy, it might not be the best thing to send off for testing. And if they don't have disease that you can easily biopsy, in that case, I would certainly advocate for a liquid-based biopsy to give you a current snapshot. If the biopsy is fresh, that would always be our preference, was to do a fresh biopsy. But that's another thing that we've kind of tracked in our practices over time, is the time between when a biopsy was taken and when a test was ordered. And when these NGS-based tests kind of first hit the market, we were seeing folks use 3 or 4-year-old biopsies. And in the past several years, we've seen that time go down to months, if not within the past year. And so we're excited to see that, as I think that education is getting out there. But it's a great point, Johanna, that the fresher tissue biopsies are always the preference. If you don't have one of those, the liquid's probably the better way to go.
Thank you. And also, I guess also with RNA-seq, that's even more important, right? The freshness of the biopsy.
Yeah, that's right. And the technologies that are out there in the liquid space are lacking when it comes to their ability to detect changes in the RNA, as RNA is a bit more labile and doesn't tend to be amenable to testing in the blood. So again, yep, fresh tissue, especially in the context of RNA sequencing. Yep.